You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, as the anniversary of the Peshtigo fire approaches, we talk with a woman who brings her great-grandmother's memories of the tragedy to life.
First, a new bill would eliminate state protections for wetlands that aren't protected by the federal government. The bill could affect about 1 million acres of wetlands in the state. This proposal comes as President Trump's administration is moving to pull back federal environmental protections.
Roger Roth is one of the backers of the wetlands bill. He's a Republican state senator from Appleton. He's also the Senate president. Senator Roth, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, first of all, what is current law when it comes to wetlands and development here in Wisconsin?
Well, if you look at the proposal that Representative Steinecke and I are putting out there right now, on the front end, nothing changes under our bill from current law. The DNR still must come to the site. They still have to determine if the wetland is a federal wetland, an isolated non-federal wetland, or an artificial wetland. If the DNR determines at that, when they come out to the site, that it is a federal wetland, which is the vast majority of all wetlands in our state, 80 to 90% of all wetlands people will see in our state, those are federal wetlands, nothing changes because those are regulated by the federal government, by the Army Corps of Engineers. If it's determined that it's an isolated non-federal wetland, well, those currently are not subject to federal regulation, and therefore under our bill they're not going to be required or subject to state regulation either. This is an area where Wisconsin is one of the regulatory outliers. I'm only aware of two other states, Indiana and Ohio, that regulate isolated non-federal wetlands. And under this bill, we won't either. But we still will require, and this is the important piece, we still will require that you mitigate for any isolated non-federal wetland that you fill in. And I think that's the important thing. And for your listeners, mitigation means, you know, if you are creating a development, a residential development or a business development, maybe you have a spot, an isolated non-federal wetland. To mitigate, that means that the DNR will let you fill that in, but in place of doing that, they're going to require that you mitigate that or create another wetland at a higher ratio, anywhere between 1.2 and 1.7 to 1, somewhere else within the watershed or the state. So it's important for everyone to know that under this bill, there is no net loss of wetlands here in the state of Wisconsin.
What problem do you see the current law causing? Because people might hear this and say, oh, Wisconsin's great, it has a higher standard than the rest of the country. What problems do you see that causing, though?
Well, currently, right now, we are out of balance between economic forces in our environment. And what we're looking to do is to help our landowners and to help our builders and our developers and make sure that there is an undue excess burden coming from the state of Wisconsin. We are one of those regulatory outliers. We are one of that I'm aware of only two other states that do this. And I think it's important that we take away the permitting process that they force you to go through, because of the growing season, many of the tests that they make you do, you can only do in what the growing season, which is typically spring to fall, so about 6 months of the year. And if you don't hit that right, it delays development anywhere from 12 to 18 months, and at that point, development goes elsewhere. So what this is trying to do is strike that proper balance, and it's trying to come into line with just about every other state in America. But at the end of the day, again, we still are requiring that mitigation. So people need to know that there will be no net loss of wetlands, and that's important to us. That was one of the things that we wanted to make sure is that we were being respectful of our environment, and I think you can see that we are doing that under this bill.
Talking to State Senator Roger Roth, Republican from Appleton, about new wetlands legislation he's sponsoring. Senator Roth, environmentalists might say, hey, Mother Nature does a better job building a wetland than humans do. Is that replacement wetland really going to be as good for us in terms of things like flood prevention, wildlife habitat, that sort of thing?
If we were talking about filling in federal wetlands, I would absolutely agree. The majority, 80 to 90% of all wetlands in our state, those are federal wetlands. Those are connected to navigable bodies of water. Those absolutely play a tremendous role when it comes to excess rainfall and flooding and so forth. The isolated non-federal wetlands that we're talking about here, it's important for listeners to recognize that when they picture a wetland in their mind, an isolated non-federal wetland, this isn't what they're thinking of. This isn't that pristine place where ducks and geese, their habitat. This is something completely different. And I've been to these farm fields where corn is growing right now, and the DNR says because of a particular soil indication here, this would be a wetland, but you would never see it. In fact, it could even be on top of a hill. So this is totally separate than the federal wetlands, and we just want to strike that proper balance between economic forces and our environment, and I think we've done that with this bill. And again, I have to hammer home the point that at the end of the day, there will be no net loss of wetlands in Wisconsin.
The original protections here had passed with bipartisan support, a Democratic Senate, but a Republican Assembly and Governor signing off on that. And I gather they viewed it as kind of urgent after a U.S. Supreme Court ruling said the feds don't have to protect these isolated wetlands. What's changed between then and now?
Well, I think you've seen... Now, I wasn't around in the legislature when they did that, but what I think you see now is that since only two other states that I'm aware of actually did what Wisconsin has done, we've been able to let this play out and recognize that whatever they were trying to accomplish back under Governor McCallum, that didn't play out. And what we have right now is all we've done is set the regulatory barrier so high that we are completely out of balance between those economic forces and the environment. And that's why I think now is the time for us to take a look at this.
What kind of response are you getting from colleagues in the legislature?
There's actually been a number of legislators. Representative Steinke and I have been working on this since the beginning of this year. But in our process of working on this and talking to other legislators, there are a number of them who are looking at this problem from different ways. And they've got bills that they had been working on for different facets of it. Representative Steinke and I determined that we wanted to do something that was more comprehensive and incorporated a lot of those. So people are hearing about it all over the state. I guarantee you, legislators from all over the state of Wisconsin are hearing about this in their districts, and they want to do something. They want to see the legislature step in here and strike that proper balance. So I feel pretty good about the support that we've got so far.
And what's your timeline for this?
Well, it's out for co-sponsorship right now. That closes at the end of the week, and when that's done, we'll introduce the bill here in the Senate, and it's just going to run through its normal course of legislative action. It'll have a hearing, it'll have an exec, and when that's done, I look to see if we can get it scheduled for a floor vote.
Senator Roth, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Not a problem. Thank you.
That was Roger Roth, a Republican state senator from Appleton and the state Senate president. He joined us to talk about a new bill that he supports that would remove protections for certain wetlands in Wisconsin that aren't protected under federal law.